Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift, and I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv. She hates coconut and her chocolate just like I do. And she's a tofu taster, Miss Allie Mack. And over there, liking coconut and his chocolate with a creepy-ass wave, Mr. Dylan Matthews. And our forces combined, we make up the morning shift. Some of us have great top five lists. Some of us have garbage lists. You can figure out who's who.
It's weird that you're trying to play to the people that way. Because yesterday
people?
You were like, man, this is a good list. Other than a slight tweak to the Almond Joy, this is a good list. And now it's a garbage list. Get it out of here.
First off, I didn't say you were the one with the garbage list. You did. You implied that. I just said some of us have garbage lists. I could have been talking about Dylan.
Was it weird that you were looking at me then? Because that's different.
Well, I don't know. You complain at me daily that I don't make enough eye contact with you, and then I do, and then you complain that I make eye contact. So I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, what do you want from me? I can't make you happy.
You're literally hearing, like, the behind-the-scenes conversations that happen.
I was about to say. Which is why I'm not going to talk anymore, but I don't know when's the last time I said anything about your weird eye contact.
You're not looking at me.
I think that's your own guilty
conscience. No, you said it all the time. You said it last week. You're like, hey, you can make eye contact with me.
So we've gone from every day to last week, I said.
Hey, okay, I'm just telling you, giving you
anyways, people want to hear about sports today.
Affirm action. People don't – I don't know. Do people really want to hear about – the Hawks injuries and the Falcons woes? I don't know.
I want to double down on a statement I made the other day because it's another rainy morning. Yeah. And I would like you to drive slow. Your manager would rather get you get there a little bit late.
That's
than
true.
Get there on the time. Can you guess who at 92.9 The Game heard me say that and was like, that's not true?
Abe Gordon.
Yeah, it is Abe Gordon.
That's such an Abe comment. Oh, my gosh. That's such an Abe comment.
Abe, I think Abe seeks out to be the contrarian at times. Wait, just to have a conversation starter. I'm like, dude, you can just say, hey, how you doing? Like, it's cool. I'll talk to you about your life.
I told him yesterday, I said, it's a good thing that you do radio for a living because you don't really like listening to anybody else's opinion. It's a good thing you're allowed to get yours off the chest.
And what my favorite part is we were talking, the whole Michael Penix thing from last week.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know where people are getting ankle and foot from. And he was, like, confused on it. We start saying, he's like, show me in the transcript where he doesn't say ankle or where he says it's not ankle or foot. And I said, right here. And then he goes, I don't know about that. And I'm like,
first of all, you're making yourself sound
paper.
A lot more friendly in this conversation than you actually.
I was very friendly.
Right here, Abe.
Abe, how about you shut up and get over here and look at the freaking transcript? I got it right here, you idiot.
I did
that
not
was
call,
more what that conversation
hold on,
I was
never
like.
Called him an idiot.
That was more, maybe not to his face. Maybe not to his face. Anyways,
I
for the love.
We should also just put out this disclaimer. We all love Abe Gordon, by the way.
He's one of my favorite people.
I
Dang.
Know.
Well,
he truly
Abe's great.
Is.
I thought you could tell by the way we're talking about him. We weren't talking about him in this light. If we mention you by name, we like you. If we don't, probably means we don't. But you can tell if we're talking about you.
Well, let's catch up on everything that's happened since we last got to chat. The World Series is tied up 2-2. Blue Jays won 6-2 last night against the Dodgers in Game 4. Game 5 is for tonight. Sydney Sweeney did the hype video last night. I mean, so many people were complaining about that one.
I'm
they
sure
were just
that did not.
So
yeah.
Upset.
Yeah, you set me up for something there, but if they were upset, they probably don't like
not one person was upset, either. Bo. Not one person was upset.
Did you see Sydney Sweeney's gonna play Chrissy Martin, the female boxer that mm-hmm. was the one that kind of really like one of the first female boxers that I really remember jumping on the scene, and I'm like, man, like that's different. Like I'm gonna watch it, but that's not the look I like to see Sydney Sweeney going as in my movies.
Sydney Sweeney's not going to sway me. Still Blue Jays all the way. Drake needs to do the Blue Jays hype video next.
Yes, that would be great. You could go back to Degrassi and do all that stuff.
I would curse them.
The NCAA is delaying the rule change, allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports after Greg Sankey said the SEC is not on board. The Hawks play tonight in Brooklyn. You can hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game kicks off at 7:30. And the Saints will be starting rookie QB Tyler Shack over Spencer Rattler when they face the Rams this week. And, of course, the Falcons have signed cornerback A.J. Woods to the practice squad.
I don't even know what to make of that.
No.
Okay. Is there some kind of depth thing that we need here?
Well, maybe.
Usually when there's a move, I'm like, oh, okay, I get that.
I need to look up A.J. Woods a little bit more. But, I mean, I don't know. At this point, it really, for me, it's, you know, he's a DB. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they feel like they need more depth there. I mean, I'm sure there could be a corresponding move somewhere in there. Maybe someone is being, being activated or something. I don't know. The practice squad, it doesn't really matter to me at this point. I'm more worried about the health of some of the players that we need to get back.
Well, let me ask you about that because the trade deadline is coming up. Where do you want to see some moves made?
I honestly don't. What are you going to give up?
I'd rather sell than buy.
I mean, I don't know if I'd rather sell than buy. I think there's a lot of time, but I'm going to give up a draft pick. You know, I already don't have a first, right? So I think I'm missing a seventh maybe too. I'd have to go double check. I think they only have five this year. I could be wrong. I don't know. But what am I going to give up for a role player? Essentially, you've got guys signed. I mean, you need is health, and you've got Storm Norton's coming back probably sooner than later. Obviously, he's like I think 8 or 9 days in his 21-day window now. What are you trading for? Are you going to trade for a wide receiver? I mean, you know, a stopgap mainly is what you're going to get. You're not going to get a guy that's going to be here for a couple of years, most likely, because you got to spend on other places next year.
There's nobody on this team you'd sell at this point, like that you thought you could get something back for some kind of draft capital.
Who?
If you get back like a sixth rounder, he's having a decent year, but like, let me just throw out Kyle Pitts in the final year of his contract. Get a couple eyeballs.
I'm 3-4, not 1-6. I mean, no. I mean, a sixth round pick for Kyle Pitts when he's having the best year he's had since his rookie year in his first 7 games? No, I mean, because now who the hell am I throwing to? I have no one that can take his spot. Yeah, I mean, no. Tegan Quatoriano? Is he suddenly going to start? I mean, I just don't think it makes sense. If you traded Kyle Pitts today, then you might as well just have a fire sale because that's what you're doing. Because I'm not saying he's the be-all, end-all, but I'm just saying he's the only guy that you have in that position that can catch the football consistently.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You know, I think there's a lot of flaws that go into that that kind of lead you to that thing. But I just think, like, if you're going to make a trade, you have to trade somebody that other people are going to want. And that's where that's where you kind of sit.
If your message is we're trading Kyle Pitts, that means that the head coach and the GM have assurances that no matter what, they're coming back next year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
I agree with that.
So if you're sitting in your car saying trade everybody, then you better remember that, because that means you're running this back again. Whether you, look, and I'm not advocating for firing or keeping of anyone. I think you're way too early in the season for any of that. I think we got a lot of almost 3 months to play out. But what I'm telling you is that is what I hear. If you go to the owner and say, this is what our plan is, we're going to get rid of this guy, that guy, we're going to load up, we're going to, well then, for one, you're not going to get what you think you're getting. You're getting unknowns.
Yeah,
a six-round pick for Kyle Pitts is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess my point being with Kyle Pitts, and I'm not saying I would, but I'm just throwing candidates out there if you were going to be a seller at the trade deadline, because you don't have that much draft capital, right? And I think that my point would be is if you think we're talking about a window for Michael Penix, which is what we're always talking about in the NFL, the quarterback window before you have to pay the quarterback $50, $60 million a year, right? So if your window opens next season, all right, just put the coordinators, the coaches, GM, whatever aside, you would think, okay, this guy's on an expiring contract. He's somebody that would get eyeballs. We might as well get whatever capital we can back, and our window opens next year, and we can utilize that for the open window. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'd trade Kyle Pitts. I think you're right. I think he has stepped up to the plate. But if you don't have any designs on signing him to an extension, and you play, let's just say you slip to 3-5 this weekend, then I think you start looking at those kind of equations.
Let me give you a more realistic name, I think. Caden Ellis. Because I think that's a guy that can fit most any defensive scheme at the position he plays. He's only last year of his contract. He's played at an all-pro level the last 2 years, and he's on his way to another one. And he could step in, immediately help someone. And, look, you completely weaken the position. But I think if you're going to do that, and I hate these conversations – because I'm just not because I think you're getting, I think you get like a third or a fourth for a guy like that. But also, again, you got to remember, a six-round pick is not loading up to me. Like, I think a six-round pick is, now, unless you got designs to turn that pick into like a third-round pick.
That's what it always is, right? But if you're going to trade up in the second round like we always do, you send a sixth along with it, and that's how it always happens.
You know, you're punting on the season if you trade either one of those guys. That is essentially what you're doing. So you better understand as a fan that you're bringing everybody back.
Well, I think the next question becomes, then, do you believe this Super Bowl roster as it sits right now? And I think if the answer is no, then I think you have to look at those kind of things.
The goal is to get in the playoffs. I know that you can say the end goal is always the Super Bowl, sure, but – in the NFL playoffs, we've seen teams get hot. The Falcons 16 run, they didn't get hot till the second week of December. They were 6-5, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they lose the SEC championship weekend to Kansas City. It was the Eric Berry game. And they go on a run. And the next thing you know, they're up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and we all know what happened from there. But the reality is you can make runs in this league. So I think defensively, you're good enough to play for a Super Bowl. Offensively, you're not playing like it.
Well, coming up, it is time to move forward. We're going to size up this Sunday's game between the Falcons and the Patriots. We're going to take a look at their offense, our defense, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.